I know. Okay, what is today? Today is October 19th, 2004, and we are going to do ATM lesson number 412, pulling the toes with the knees crossed. Okay? You'll be fine. Okay, so take a moment to notice your contact on the floor this morning, or it could be in the evening. How your shoulder blades are resting on the floor, and your mid-back, your lower back, and your legs. How much space do you feel right now behind, for example, your knees and your ankles? So when we really pay attention to the back side of ourselves, you can notice if there's some space behind the knees so that the knees really don't completely flatten out and make contact. So just become aware of that space. When do your thighs no longer touch? And what part of your calves touch? Good. Now bend your knees, bring your feet up to standing. Cross your right knee over your left. So you cross at the knees. There you go. And we're going to tilt the legs a little bit first to the right. Bring them back to the center and then a little bit to the left. That's it. So just go a little bit to the right, a little bit to the left, just kind of beginning to indicate to your body or system that you're moving. And now find a way to tilt the legs over to the left, so that your left foot, actually the sole of your foot, starts to come up to the right side as if it was going to approach your right arm. So the knees stay crossed, but as you tilt your legs to the left, the sole of the foot comes away from the floor and it just kind of scoots more over to your... That's it. So tilt your legs to the left, and it's the left foot, the foot that you're standing on actually turns up. That's it. Good. And come back. Do that again. Good. Excellent. Excellent. Come back. That's it. And now just keep your legs standing with them crossed, and with your arms, bring your arms straight out to your sides with the palms up. And now begin to do a movement just with your right arm, to slide your right arm down along your side. And as you do so, the palm will turn down. So feeling the moment that your palm becomes flat, and then as you slide it back up, the palm comes up. That's it. Now, as you do that movement a few more times, can you also think of sliding your head to bring your right ear towards your right shoulder, and that your ribs on your right side kind of squeeze together or come together on the right side. So it's what we call lateral bend. So your nose stays directed towards the ceiling. You don't turn your face. That's it, Linda. You think of your ear bending towards your shoulder at the same time as you slide your arm down and turn your palm flat. That's it, Susie. And then you come back up. Good. Now this next time, tilt your legs once again over to the left so the left foot turns itself up and keeps them there. And now slide your arm down with your head, tilting over to the right, That's it. Palm down, as if you were going to reach for the left heel, the left foot. That's it. So it also means you can move the left foot up towards your hand so that you could somehow make contact.
Is that all one movement, or is it just a...
Now it can become one movement, but I had to break it up.
And this all happens at the same time?
It can now.
You don't keep this at the same time? I mean, you'll keep this area like
you can. You can do either way. But it's easier if you do it all together, but I just broke it up. That's it. And really pay attention to the back of your head sliding over. That's it, Linda. You'll see the more that you let the back of the head come over to the right side, the easier it becomes. Even more, Falk.
Then, do we go back?
Then you can go back to the back, yeah. Bring your legs up. So you... begin the whole movement by tilting the legs to the left. The right arm slides down your side as it turns over and the palm flattens to reach for your left heel. And the back of your head slides over to the right. But your nose always stays directed or orientated towards the ceiling, which means that you're laterally bending the head. Good. Good. And come back onto your back. Gently uncross your legs and rest on your back. Bend your knees. Bring your feet to standing. And this time, let's cross your left knee over your right. And just start by tilting your legs a little bit to the left and to the right. And the next time, tilt them over to the right so that your right foot can turn up. That's it. And then you bring the knees back up. And again, as you take them over to the right, you experience the right sole of your foot, it turns up. Good. Now come back onto your back with your legs standing crossed. You keep the left crossed over the right. Your arms should be straight out to your side. And begin to do the movement now with your left arm to start to slide your left arm down along your side, turning the palm down. And again, when you start with your arms out to the side, like wings, the back of the hands are resting on the floor. But as you bring the left arm down, there's a moment where the palm wants to turn over and flatten. And as that movement becomes more familiar, you begin to slide the back of your head also towards the left. So again, your face stays directed towards the ceiling and the back of your head slides to the left. Your left ear approaches your left shoulder as your left arm comes down along your side. Good. And now this next time, start by tilting the legs to the right. So as you tilt the legs to the right, you slide the left arm down, bring your head to the left as if you would eventually reach your right foot, your right heel. Good. And if you can get a hold of your heel, Think of bringing, pulling up the heel closer to your buttocks. What happens with your belly, your pelvis to do that? Good. Come back onto your back and rest. And cross your legs and just take a rest on your back. Bend your knees, bring your feet up to standing and cross your right leg over your left. And this time, tilt the legs down to the right as far as you can. That's it. That's it. And come back up. And now tilt your legs to the left. And as you tilt the legs to the left, slide that left foot over to the right. That's it. Good. See how that is. And now can you bring the right arm down once again to reach towards the left foot? Excellent. Good. Okay, now come back up to standing and keep the legs standing and cross your right leg over your left, but at the ankle this time. Sorry, the right ankle sits on the left knee. Right ankle sits, that's it. And now with your left hand, reach down to get a hold of the right big toe. Okay, so do what, that's it. Be nice to your big toe, and if your socks are too tight, you might want to take them off. Find a way to get a hold of just the big toe and very gently bend it a little bit towards the direction of your face so that the outside of your right foot should turn away from you and the sole of your foot should turn towards you. So like this.
Ow.
Like that. So you want to bend it. Not that way, this way.
That's
so hard. So, again, if you need to take off your sock, do so. So the sole of your right foot starts to turn towards your face. If you're not sure, look at it. So the heel, really, the outside of your right ankle and heel is now what's on your left knee. Your toe's cold. And you just be very nice to it, bend it a little bit, twist it, feel the bending in the ankle. That's it. Now move along to the second toe and just bend it a little bit. That's it. Be nice to it. And then the third toe, the middle toe, the fourth toe. And the pinky toe. That's it. Good. Now hold on to the big toe again. Kind of hook your index finger around the big toe. And can you lengthen now the right leg up towards the ceiling without lifting your head and bring it back down. But each time that you bring it back down, slide the outside of your right leg further down the left. That's it. As if you were going to pull the right foot to rest onto the floor to the left side of your pelvis. So lengthen up, and as you bring it back down, that's it. Slide the out there. So you end up with your legs crossed again. That's it. Good. That's it. So that your right calf caresses against the left thigh so that you can place the right foot on the floor to the left. And your left hand is still holding on to the big toe. And then the next time that you do that, once the foot comes down, turn the big toe towards your face, tilt the legs then over to the left, and let the left foot come up away from the left sole of the foot. That's it. But turn just like that. And come back up to standing again. So think of the knees cross, right? Lengthen the right leg up towards the ceiling. Bring the right leg down so that the knees cross. Pull the right foot underneath to the left. Tilt the legs to the left so that the knees stay crossed. So stay there for a minute. And for most of you, feel how the right knee is up towards the ceiling. So begin to do a movement of oscillating it a little bit more towards your belly and a little bit away. And as your right knee moves away from you, feel what needs to happen in your back. That's it, Kristen. See if you can tilt. Let that left foot come off the floor. Just let it turn. Let the left foot just turn so that the sole of the foot's over there, the left foot. No, your right foot, still hold on. The left foot's your standing foot, so it doesn't stand anymore. There you go. Excellent. Good. Good. Okay. Slowly come back up onto your back. Let that go. Uncross your legs and rest. Bend your knees, bring your feet to standing, and cross your left ankle onto your right knee. So just the ankle right now. That's it. Reach down with your right hand, and please get a hold of the left big toe. Again, you start to bend it towards your face, which means the sole of your left foot bends towards your face. And each time that you bend that big toe towards you, the left knee should move out away from you a little bit. You should feel that naturally happening. And then go to your second toe and very nicely and gently bend it and twist it a little bit. Each toe bringing the sole of your left foot more in the direction of your face. Your left arm can just rest along your side. Go on to the middle toe, the third toe. The fourth toe. Onto the fifth toe. Good. Okay. And go back to the big toe now. And start to lengthen your left leg straight up towards the ceiling. And as you bend the left leg down, the left side of the outside calf area slides down the outside of your right thigh. So just start with that. So now that your knees cross, but feel the caressing. Really allow the skins to rub, the legs to caress each other. Not to be in a hurry to tilt the legs yet. Good. That's nice. And then the next time that you bring the left foot down, it's as if it's approaching the floor to the right side of your pelvis. You can tilt the legs to the right. And that right foot, the sole of it turns up. But remember, you're pulling the sole of the left foot towards, that's it, towards your face. So that means that, and you're doing it right, and then like that, and then tilt the legs. That's it. Now come over somewhere to the right where you're leaning to the right, good. And with that left knee, oscillate it a little bit up towards your chest and then pushing away. And feel what happens with your pelvis, your belly, the arch in your back and your spine. What needs to happen in the left buttocks and hip joint? Good. And slowly come back onto your back and rest. And as you're resting, just take a moment to check in and observe the contact that your legs and buttocks are now making with the floor. Something changed in the way that the hamstrings and calves are resting now. Observe your breath and your breathing. Have you been holding your breath at all? Bend your knees, bring your feet to standing, and this time cross your right leg over your left at the knees, and bring your knees now up into your chest. So just hang them over, that's it, over your chest. Great. So the knees are crossed, that's it. And now with your right hand, see if you can, actually let's start with the left hand. With the left hand, get a hold of your right big toe. Nope, that's your left. The right big toe is the one closest to you. There. That's it. And again, this idea that the sole of the foot turns towards your face, that's it. And go ahead and put your right hand on your left knee. I like that idea, Linda. There, good. And now in this position, with your left hand, just begin to lengthen the right leg up, holding onto the big toe, and then bend it back down. Each time, bending it further, seeing if you can twist the foot further down towards you. So again, it means that the sole of the foot turns towards your face. Good. And you're using your right hand to hold onto your left knee to stabilize you. That's it. Good. Now the next time that you bend down, move your, now let go with your left hand and bring it to hold onto the right knee area. No, right knee. Same foot you were holding on to. There you go. And now with your left hand, can you get a hold of, with your right hand, get a hold of the left big toe. So, no, you keep on crossing. Just think here. There you go. Okay. Good. Now, can you lengthen the left leg up towards the ceiling and bend it down? So So both legs, both knees can move towards your chest. There you go. And then pull it back underneath, Linda. Good. So they briefly uncross for a moment if they need to. But then you have to cross them again. But really, you don't need to. That's it, Falk. Now, Falk and Linda, can you guys slide your left hand further down towards the right ankle? There. If you can do the toe, great. And now can you lengthen both legs up? They become uncrossed. And now cross them, and then cross them again. That's it, Linda. And pull them, that's it. Good. Good. Try it again. So bend your knees. Come on, Kristen. Cross the right over the left. Bring both knees up. And if you can only get a hold of the ankles or your pants, grab the pants. Lengthen both legs up towards the ceiling and then fold them back down. There you go, Susie.
You pretzel you.
Good. Good. Now the next time that you cross them down, that's it. Keep on holding on, Linda. Start to tilt the knees away from you as if you're going to now sit on that left foot, right? You pull the left foot under the right buttocks. That's it. There. But don't let go of those big toes. That's it, Susie. Now don't let go of the toes of that foot, just or the ankles. But let this come down. Let this come down. You have to arch your back. Good. Good, Kristen.
You want the knee down too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Here. Keep on. Don't let go. Don't let go. But take this foot over here. Hold on to this for me. Hold on to this. This foot doesn't need to stand. Okay. Let it go. You're okay. Now move this away. This is where things are so tight. That's it. There. And let it go. Come back onto your back and rest. Lengthen your legs and rest. Bend your knees, bring your feet to standing. And actually, let's have you do this. Let's have you roll to your side and come up onto your knees and your hands. So you can just face the back of the room. It doesn't matter.
Face the back of
the room? Yeah, just roll over. It doesn't matter. Okay, now in this position, cross your left knee behind the right. That's it. And take your pelvis back to sit. As far as you can. There. Good, Susie. So you can do it in this position. It's the same thing. And now go back onto your hands. That's it, Kristen. So see if you can come back to sitting. Now uncross the legs and take your right leg behind your left. So everybody go at your own pace. What you do is you cross one leg behind the other and you roll your pelvis back to sit. And you need to spread your feet wide to sit in between them because you don't want to sit on it exactly. That's it. And if that's comfortable, can you put your hands down to get a hold of the toes, the big toes? That's it. Come back up onto your hands, then your knees, and change over the crossing. So now cross your left leg behind. Now, Kristen, spread the feet wide. There you go. And start to sit back. Excellent. Good. Good. Excellent. And notice for yourself which side is easier. Everybody has a side that's easier. Come back onto your hands and knees. And change over now again. I think it's bringing the right knee behind the left. Spread the feet far apart. Sit your buttocks in between the feet, if you can, the heels. Good. Get a hold of the toes. So this would be something to work towards. If you look at Linda, so that she's got both sides of her buttocks down. Okay. Now, come back onto your hands and knees and roll over onto your back and rest for a minute. Lie down. You're spunky today. You're full of life today, Susie. Okay, bend your knees. Bring your feet up to standing. I believe we're going to cross the left knee over the right. Right? And then you bring the knees up into the chest. And your right hand, first of all, gets a hold of the left big toe. No, left. Susie, pay attention. Which leg is crossed on top? It's so obvious because it's the one that should be right there. The right hand meets the left foot. They're both on the right side. And now you reach down with your left hand and try to get a hold of the right foot. There you go, Susie. Now, in this position, if you can only get a hold of your sweatpants, that's absolutely fine. The idea is to lengthen the legs up towards the ceiling. They uncross, and then you pull them back down to cross. Remember, the left knee stays on top. So you uncross, and then you cross. Good. Now the next time that you cross, again, the left knee should be on top. The right foot should be able to turn. Again, the sole of the foot should be turning towards your face with both feet. And you tilt that right leg down, the knee all the way down. And can the left leg even turn down too? If not, you can stay in this position and oscillate the left leg, the left knee. That's it, Kristen. Good. Good. Lengthen the legs back up towards the ceiling. Let them go and rest on your back. Roll to your side, come back up onto your knees again. Cross your left knee behind your right. Fan your feet out, spread them wide, that's it. Walk your pelvis back to sit in between. That's it. Good, okay. Now, if you can sit like that, instead of holding on the toes, bring either your right or your left. It's probably easier with your left. Bring your left elbow and forearm to lean on. Mm-hmm. Left elbow and forearm. Just lean. That's it. That's it. Now, in that position, start to rock the knees down away from you as if they're going to touch. That's it. The floor. Try the other legs. Is that easier? Okay, do the other side. For you, you just do the side, Kristen. That's it. Good. Now, lean on your right forearm. Good. And rock those legs back and forth. Now, can you bring the other forearm down? There. And now continue in this position to rock the knees forward as if they're going to touch the floor. Both of them are going to touch the floor. Feel what needs to happen. No, I don't want you on your hands because you'll hurt your wrist. You want to be on the forearm, which includes your wrist. Good. Now, would it be possible to lie all the way down? Good. And can you reach down and get a hold of your toes? That's it. That's it. Good. Now, holding on to your big toes, can you move to the second toe and bend the second toe a little bit more towards you? So that's it. You can go back to lying on your back. And just cross your legs, whichever's easiest, Kristen, the easiest way. Get a hold of the, yeah. Good, 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 good. And now pull the toes, go to the third toe, whichever toes you can get a hold of. If you can only do one hand at a time, that's fine. And the main thing to emphasize is letting the knees move away from you. The more that you're pulling gently on the toes as the sole of the foot turns towards your face, both knees should be moving away from you. It's a huge stretch in the hip flexors, the hamstrings, the quads. Let your back arch again, and at your own pace, when you feel like you've done enough, you can let go. Let this arch. Push your belly out. There. Push your belly out. Your back arches. You're doing great. And let it go. So everybody, rest on your back. And again, as you're resting, just take note again of how your legs, your buttocks, your thighs are resting, the calves. Okay, roll to your side, come back up onto your knees, your hands. I think that last time we crossed the left leg behind, correct? So this time bring the right knee behind your left. Again, spread the feet wide and just take your time. In fact, if you lean on your forearms instead of your hands and walk your pelvis back, that'll help stretch out your back. There you go, to sitting. And once you're sitting, bring your right forearm down to lean on. So not just the hand, but the forearm to protect your wrist. And start to oscillate. That means to move the knees in the direction of away from you as if they were going to touch the floor where your feet would be resting. And at your own pace, you can bring the other forearm down. So both forearms are down. Good. Good, Kristen. That's it. Good. And if you can lie all the way back, go ahead. You're doing good. Just let this come more. That's it. Let that belly come out.
Did you have your arm look last night? Can you get a hold of both big toes and pull on them, bending them towards your face? Then the second toe, and continue to oscillate the knees away from you. Move on to the middle toe, and at your own pace, then the fourth toe. And then your little pinky toe.
And when you feel complete with that, you can gently uncross your legs, stretch them out, and rest on your back. Bend your knees. First, bring your feet up to standing. Cross your right knee over your left, and then bring your knees into your chest. And see if you can again reach down. Your left hand will get a hold of the right big toe, and your right hand will get a hold of the left big toe. And begin to lengthen them now up towards the ceiling. Observe how they uncross. In fact, they come more over your head than even the ceiling. That's it. And then you pull on the toes to cross the legs again. And bend the knees and the feet down. And when the feet come down, can you rock the knees down away from you? So cross the knees, pull the feet down, take the knees away from you so the feet come to the ground, and then lengthen them back up. Reverse the movement. That's it. Take them all the way up. Bend them down again. Pull them, cross them tightly. Fold the feet under. The soles of the feet are on the twisted towards your face as the sides rest, and you oscillate the knees away from you. Good. So maybe do that movement once or twice more, and then you can let it go and rest. Good, that's it. So everybody just rest on your back. And once again, bend your knees, bring your feet to standing, bring the knees, let's see, the left now is crossed over the right, and then bring the knees up over your chest, which makes it easier for you to reach down. Again, the right hand now will be with the left big toe. That's it, Susie. Left hand with the right big toe, and lengthen the legs up over towards your head as they uncross, and then you cross them again, all the way to the knees, and then you pull the feet down towards the floor, and then you rock the knees, you oscillate them away from you, and then you continue by reversing the movement, going all the way through it again, lengthening the legs up towards the ceiling as they uncross, and then folding them back down. And for some of you, you could even try this with a little momentum and rock yourself all the way up to sitting. So you uncross your legs and you swing the legs all the way over your head. And then that's it. And then as you pull hard, that's it, lower, and you come up to sitting. It's really quite fun. It's something to show your kids, Linda. They'll like this. They love it. That's it, Falk. And then you go back down. Stretch the feet, the toes, all the way over your head, and then as you cross them, you swing and pull and come up nicely to sitting. Good. And go back onto your back and rest. And again, as you're resting now, really notice the contact that you're making with the floor, and especially with your legs. Are there parts of your thighs, your hamstrings that have like let go and somehow there's more contact? And behind the knees and all the way down to the calves and ankles, there's less holding going on. Observe how your upper back and mid back and lower back is resting. Observe your breath and how you're breathing. Okay, so go ahead and roll to your side. You know many ways to do that. You can do the side sitting way or however. Come up to sitting and then standing. Once standing, just take a moment to check in and observe how you feel in standing before you walk around. How your feet, your legs feel, your hips. And go ahead and walk around the room. Feel walking. Good. Okay, so everybody have a nice week, and we will see you next week.
Next week, beginning of a...
Yes.